The next coach in our teleconference is Illinois' Tim Beckman. The Illini are 1-0 overall and hit the road to play at Arizona State on Saturday. An 8:30 game to be televised by ESPN. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
You could start with an opening comment, and then we'll take a few questions.
Sure. Excited about the victory. Very proud of the 19 seniors for their home opener against Western Michigan. Definitely things that we need to get improved this week and throughout practice to get ourselves prepared for a very, very good Arizona State football team.
Okay. Thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
To ask Coach a question, press star 1. Our first question comes from Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com.
Hey, Tim, these trips out west to play Pac-12 schools have been tough for Big Ten teams in recent years. What are some of the challenges that present, and how do you plan on going about it this week as far as planning and itinerary and so forth?
Well, Adam, you know this is the first year for me being in the Big Ten, but have been out on the West Coast to play the likes of Boise when I was out at when I was at the University of Toledo. I think it's something that you try to match, with the things that we do, even for a Midwest travel game. So, we're going to do a lot of things here at home, and then fly on out to Arizona and. Try to prepare it as if it was just playing another game at home. Even though we've got a 2-hour time change, we're still going to be based on what we do here.
Obviously, a late kickoff. Does that change anything for you, or do you prefer having it late just because it might be a little bit cooler?
Well, I mean, when you're in the Mid-American, you play a lot of night games. It seemed like so. We're as a coaching staff, and being a head football coach that's been involved with a lot of those night games, yeah, it'll be a 9:30 kickoff, 9:36 kickoff to be exact. But, it'll be that time for us, which is a little bit later, no question about it. But, we'll use the same philosophy that we did for any night football game, and we'll do quite a bit of walkthroughs during the day. But, we'll let get the kids off their feet and be ready to play at 9:36.
Thanks.
Yep.
To ask a question, press star 1. Our next question comes from Teddy Greenstein of Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach. Some of the Michigan State players got into a little hot water with Coach D'Antonio for tweeting about Denard Robinson during the Michigan-Alabama game. What is your Twitter policy with your guys?
Well, we check the policy. They have to friend each one of their coaches so that the coaches can see what's being tweeted. We have them sign a release form that states that we can take their Twitter away if there's anything that we feel that's necessary. So, I think our players are very mature and try to handle things responsibly. So, but we will check, and if it's a situation that we need to remedy, then of course we'll remedy it.
How did that policy come about? Was that just your idea, and has it been totally effective?
It was something that, to be honest with you, that Coach Trussell had at Ohio State when I was there, and I've utilized it when I was at Oklahoma State and at Toledo. And, of course, there were some things that we had to get adjusted at Toledo, but it ended up, working for us.
Excellent. Thank you.
You bet, Teddy.
To ask a question, press star 1.
Coach, Ashante Williams, career-high 9 tackles, also had the interception return for the touchdown. Talk about his performance.
Well, as I mentioned, in the press conference on Monday, it did not surprise me that he was going to have a good practice because you could see it throughout his preseason work and throughout his practice the week prior to the Western Michigan game. So Ashante's had a great camp. He's had a great 8 months of work since I've been here, and I was just looking forward to him showcasing what he could do, and he definitely prepared to play the game that he played this last week.
To ask a question, press star 1. Our next question comes from Milan Jordan of 97.1 The Fan.
Tim, from what you've seen on film from Arizona State, how do they look on offense to you, and talk about what they do on defense as well?
Well, I think they're very good, and it's a Coach Grantham team, and when I was at Oklahoma State, of course, he was at Tulsa, and I knew a lot about what, you know, I respected what they did at Tulsa and, of course, what they did at Pitt this last year prior to him coming. I think that they've got some playmakers on their offense, and then I know that some will be coming back this week also that were not playing last week. Defensively, a very opportunistic defense that brings a lot of pressure. You know, we know we'll have our hands full. We've got to play our game, and we've got to control the things that we do from tackling and blocking and making plays in space and doing those types of things for us to be successful.
And, you know, being your first year at Illinois, I mean, you know, it's second game out, you got to go out west for a tough road game there. I mean, is that something that you relish, like having that kind of challenge early on, or would you rather have, you know, just all home games going into conference play?
You know, I think any challenge that, you know, I never forget working for Coach Dye when I was down at Auburn as a GA. He always told us that championships are won on the road. You got to learn how to win on the road to be a champion. And this will definitely be a test for us going down to Arizona State to play. So, you know, it was the hand that I was dealt, and we're going to respond to that hand and play the best that we possibly can play.
Thanks, Tim. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Adam Rittberg of ESPN.com.
Hey, Tim, I know you're waiting a little bit more on Nathan's status. So are you giving Riley and Miles most of the reps this week, or how's that working out at the quarterback spot in practice as you get ready for this game?
You know, I guess being at a place that played two quarterbacks, you know, we don't split reps by one's getting six and two's getting three, or it's always evenly repped. So, of course, Riley and Miles were getting a sufficient amount of reps during preseason to get them prepared to play. So right now, those are the two that are all getting reps. Nathan did not get reps today. But he was out there on the field, and he was working on rehab and getting the ankle prepared.
Is he doing any better just with another day of rest, Nathan, that is?
Yeah, he was much better today. We hope to get him on the field tomorrow.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Coach, talk a little bit about your defense. You held Western Michigan to negative rushing yards, obviously had the interception return for a touchdown, and held them to 7 points for a pretty good offense. Talk about their performance.
I'm very proud of them. And, you know, as senior-laden defense, we did respond with not having two of our safeties starting in that football game and really one of our defensive ends in Justin Staples. So there was three starters that weren't even out there on the football field that played in that football game. You know, that were responsible for a majority of the defense being played last year. So very proud of the way they respond, the seniors and those guys that had to come in, and Pat Nixon and Ernest Thomas and Timmy Kennard had to step in and really play extremely well for us to be as good as we played. So very proud of the way they played. The challenge will be again this week, and you're only as good as your next game.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Teddy Greenstein of Chicago Tribune.
Coach, I think some wondered if you guys had enough playmakers on offense to have a big season. What do you think now after one game?
Well, I don't think we got the ball to our playmakers enough on offense. We've got to find ways to get the balls to Langford and to Malines. We've got to find ways to, you know, make sure that the quarterbacks are successful. So, you know, it's a work in progress, but I definitely believe in what we're doing on offense, and you know that each week that we need to get better and do these things by getting our playmakers the plays and that they need to be made.
Thanks.
I'm gonna have time for one more question for Coach.
To ask a question, press star one.
All right, Coach, looks like we're all set. Appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Scott.